I am the hawk, and there's blood in my feathers. But time is still turning. They soon will be dry. And all those who see me and all who believe in me share in the freedom I feel when I fly. That's John Denver. I'm Justin, jersey number 14.
And I'm Corey, jersey number 72. Awesome to hear those words from Mr. Sunshine on my goddamn shoulders, John Denver. And awesome to have you along for another episode of the Gear Freaks podcast. Much like John Denver, we are going to go back to the new, maybe, kind of
a little bit.
I don't want to do a movie thing. Plus, I don't know if that's like trademark infringement, you know, that other thing. But, you know, when we talked last week about the Hornets and their refreshment of Let's 2020 our classics, there's another team in the NBA that kind of did the same thing. And shout out to the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
For, I don't know how historically you feel about the Hawks gear. I didn't hate the Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb era Hawks with the weird kind of, you know, the era. I don't know how to describe what the hell design that was, but I always kind of liked it. It was different.
It was okay.
It was different.
Now those Dikembe Mutombos, they can get the fuck out of here.
They were with the big hawk.
Yeah.
They were off. They were also awesomely of their era when everybody in the late 90s was just dropping acid when they did NBA jerseys. And the Hawks, at the time, the Mutombos were a result of that. And then from there, you had, I don't remember kind of what they had between that and where they were prior to these, when they hit the refresh button on what they've got now, when they had kind of that, like, there was a black in there, it had the weird pattern. You still had some red in there, there was some white in there, but like the yellow was like a weird baby shit vomit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what they called that color, but it was a color you'd never seen anywhere else but on the fucking Atlanta Hawks unis. And yeah, it looked bizarre as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've gone, okay, we've been trash as hell for years. We're kind of on the come. We've had a couple good drafts. We got Trae Young, one of the best young shooters in the league. Exciting player. Let's do the new gear thing.
Wait, when was this?
And which ones? So those were the ones that they had prior to what they've got now.
I don't really like these.
If it weren't for the pattern, they wouldn't be terrible.
Right.
But that, you can't just, it's in the way, man.
Yeah.
It's in the way. It looks like something like that a four-year-old over in China would make and ship to you for $20.
I want to hate this black one, but it's okay.
There, what it is for me is that weird color.
Yeah.
That it's just like, what is that? So you get the refresh button. You get the cleaned up version. Straight kind of lettering, Atlanta. Good numbers. No fancy font. But you've got those Dominique Wilkins, those Spud Webb era, Kevin Willis era colors. You've got that red back. You've got that yellow back, yellow gold, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of paler this time. It looks like on the red one anyway. It pops on the white one and on the other one that we'll get to in a minute. That one in the middle. I'm trying to save that because I'm still in the air about it. Those home and aways, though, I love them. I love them.
So clean.
These are, and again, I like the way the NBA is going. We talked about the Hornets last week. Then you have these Hawks ones. I like the direction the NBA is going gear-wise to start the decade. I do, because every decade kind of has like a feel to it. Remember the 90s, like we were just talking about, the Dikembe Mutombo abortions. Then you had some other weird shit over the years since. Hornets, this, I like it, man. Oh. I like the direction they're going.
Now, you know, propping them up against the Hornets is tough because,
yeah,
you know, it's the Hornets.
Right. They're not quite in the same conversation.
But these are easily my favorite Hawks gear of all time. And they haven't even played a game in them.
I agree.
These are clean. They look like a basketball uniform.
Yes.
This looks like a basketball team. Like, I know that's stupid because they're a basketball team.
Right.
But, like, I don't need ridiculous uniforms. I really don't.
You can't do but so much on a tank top anyway.
Right. Before it looks stupid.
Right. 90s.
Like the friggin' Hawks.
Like the Mutombo years.
But this just looks good. This makes me want to root for them.
It does. It does. And
I can't remember the last time the Hawks were on my radar.
Because they've been trash. Yeah. But no, you're right. And they're I don't dislike the Hawks. I actually always kind of thought, like, they're just one of those teams I've always forgotten about. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, they've been horrible forever. And, you know, they come, okay. Nah, I kind of like them. I'm okay with them. I have no problem with them. This gear, though, the only thing I will say, and again, this is one of the things that we do as, you know, we send each other gear and then we come and do, you know, do the podcast and we notice shit as we're talking about it. And I did not notice this when I first saw it. Thinking back to last week, we were talking about Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
The band on the shorts. I didn't notice until now. And again, I don't really mind it on the red because I'm team color guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you need it there, too. I would like to see the band on the shorts a different color. Yeah. I think the white get-ups need the red as a band. I think the red get-ups, I'd like to see it in white and in that yellow just to see how it would both look. But I like to kind of, it looks nice when you kind of break it up a little bit. I get you're going for, okay, it's one whole thing probably.
Oh, look.
And again,
oh, yeah, these are old.
I'm being nitpicky as hell, but if I'm going to nitpick, like we were nitpicking wanting a little bit of purple on the new Hornets unis, give me a red band on those white new Hawks threads that Kevin Huerter is wearing.
Here we go.
And they would look, I mean, they still look fucking amazing. I'm just trying to find the, you know.
The thing.
We're doing a thing, man. Yeah, I'm trying to find something to bitch about because it's 2020.
Well, so look, the problem with the picture we were looking at was it didn't have the full uniform.
Right.
So I'm trying to see if your gripe is legitimate. And I think you have a case. I think the Reds are okay without it.
Yes.
I think the Whites need something to break it up.
Agreed.
You're probably right. It's probably got to be the red. But I think you can get away with leaving the reds all the way through.
Yeah, I like that. I do. I don't hate it.
Now that I'm seeing the stripes going all the way down,
yes,
it kind of...
You can forgive the band a little bit, you know?
But who would have guessed before last week that the band was going to be such an important part of our discussions?
Right, exactly. But now it's become that way. And I just think, again, being nitpicky, again, now seeing the full length, you can see the stripe goes down the entire length of the side of the jersey and down to the pant leg as well. It finishes nice at the bottom of the shorts with that, you know, on the red ones, you've got the yellow and white stripe to kind of finish off the bottom. On the whites, you've got the yellow and the red to finish off the bottom. It's nice. It's a nice finish. It's a nice touch. I just wish, especially, like you said, those reds, I can forgive it. I'm team color guy usually, though. I really would like to see a red band on those whites. But, again, that's just me being douchey comment section asshole.
Here's a curious decision. They've gone Atlanta on both the homes and the aways.
I did not notice that until just now. Wow. You're right.
That's interesting.
It is.
They went Hawks on the thirds, which we'll get to.
Elephant in the room.
But both the homes and the aways have Atlanta. I mean, it looks really good on the white jersey.
No, it does. I can't believe. Fuck, dude. How did I not notice that? But yeah, I mean, it looks good, man. Like you said, it really looks... I don't know that I'm ready. I think if I were to see the red band on that, because I don't want to give away too much yet because we'll do the ranking, but I do like this white a lot. I don't know that I can go white jersey over the team color 2 weeks in a row, though. That is going to be tough. But the more I do look at the white, the more I do like it. I just, damn it, where's a red band?
See, and that's the thing. I think I like the white jersey better than the red jersey,
mm-hmm.
but I love the red uniforms as a whole.
Top to bottom.
The
right.
White uniforms. It's not like it's, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
It's just like, ooh, you're close.
Yeah, you could have finished it, though.
It is just like the Hornets uniform.
Right.
So close.
Yep.
All right, let's tackle this. Now, actually, before we jump there, because on this third uniform that we are so bravely avoiding
right
for so long, do you think if you take this same thing, Hawks, and drop it here, does that elevate or devalue that red? Because obviously it wouldn't be this yellow. Same font, same coloring.
So yellow Hawks on the red one instead of the white Atlanta. So have the Hawks outlined in white with a yellow on the red ones, right?
Well, I mean,
I don't. Oh, man.
Is it the Atlanta that makes it work? Or do you think, all things being the same, Hawks in the same font, same outline?
You know, I would kind of, now that we mentioned, I would kind of like to see that in, you flip-flop the white and the yellow on the red ones, and you go outline in white and font in yellow. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I don't know that it works quite as well, though, but I would like to see it. Like, if we were putting it together on, like, a video game and it was possible, I would absolutely play with it, because now that you mention it...
It's weird. It's a weird choice.
Yeah, it is, come to think of it. Again, that's what, you don't notice this shit until, you know, we're chopping it up about it, but I never would have thought about it that, because that is... Now I'm curious to where... What the... I'm pretty... Were the numbers of the Dominique Wilkins era, were they white or yellow?
Good question.
Let's find out.
Got the
out.
Internet machine.
Right.
Let's see.
Because now I'm curious. If they were yellow, maybe they saw... And I can't remember. I want to say they were white, but I'm not positive. I'm really, really not positive. So I'm curious if they stuck with the white numbers back then, and it was kind of like a continuation. No, they were yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But here's another interesting thing that I'm noticing immediately. Atlanta nowhere to be seen. Homes and Away's both say Hawks.
Right. Which, I don't hate. I really don't hate, because, you know, Hawk's a cool word. They're a nice bird. I don't know that they're nice person. I don't know that they're like good pets, but as an animal, it's a fine creature is what I mean. There's a nature breakdown as well, kids. So,
ew.
I don't, dude, yeah, those.
We'll get into those another day.
Right.
Ew.
Those vomit color ones. I don't know. I would be curious to see it, though. I do. I'm okay with the white number, though. I'm okay with it.
Where the hell did the ones that I was looking at go?
Are they up at the top, maybe?
Did I just manage? There they are.
Okay, there they are. Shit, hey. I missed them too.
Justin, slow down.
Okay, Albatross.
Yeah, let's get into these.
Where, first of all, could the Chicago Blackhawks sue?
Good question. Maybe.
Because... of all unis to put Hawks on, you're kind of rhyme-biting a hockey team when you go Hawks on the black unis and not on the reds and the whites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being an ass by saying that. I don't know that they genuinely could, but I found it funny. Like, ha, they went Hawks on the black ones, Blackhawks. Ah, look, I don't, in a vacuum, if you just give me those, I do not hate them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you press release it and you put that in the middle of the white and the red, that can get the hell out of here.
It is very easily the worst of them.
100%. And I know that they've done black before in the past, but I don't know, man. I would have almost, if you're going to go alternate, I would have rather have seen a yellow.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to do it, do
it different.
Yeah. And I feel like this is the black alternate thing. Every alternate does not have to be black, man. Like, if you're going to do an alternate, to me, the way I do, okay, your base team color is a red. The alternate would be the alternate color, which is the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I would like to see as the alternate. That yellowish gold color, maybe a white number. Then you could do a white number outline with a red and see how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it would look great, but I'd like to see, in either way, I think it will look better than the black unis. I just feel like that's what you do now. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need a third? Just go black. because everybody else is doing it. And it's like, no, try something else. If you've got three colors in your scheme, go with the other color and see how it looks.
So let's find the positives in this black. I do like this red trim.
Yes.
I like the red trim. I like there's like some yellow in that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks. See, this is like a drawing that we're looking at. Let's look at it in practice. I don't like that.
It's not.
When you're getting the like a closer look at it, I don't like it.
It looks almost, it's weird how the word Atlanta is seven letters. Hawks is five.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Hawks look more shoved in the front and jammed up than Atlanta does?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I did not drop acid before we did this. It just looks way more, I don't know if the font's different. It looks taller almost. The Hawks, the words look taller, the letters do, than Atlanta. And I don't know why. It doesn't look like a different font. It just looks like they kind of spread it out a little bit or stretched it top to bottom. But I don't think that you should have five letters looking more jammed up than seven.
And now that we're talking about it, like now, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the color. Maybe the yellow is just too much. Maybe this same exact thing in the white and yellow.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't know. Like, I can't tell if it's just everything that's making this not work for me.
Right.
Or if it's any just one particular thing. If it's the black that's throwing everything. Like, if this jersey is white, does this look okay?
Yeah. And I think it's just, I think what it is, and this goes back to something we've talked about. I think, man, it just goes back to that black alternate thing. Like, if you're going to do, I don't like when teams go out of their color scheme, mm-hmm. right? Like, man, you look at those reds and the whites, and they look so damn good. They look clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what there's not in those? Black.
Nowhere.
But it's like, well, okay, we need a third one. Okay, let's just do it. So, and I think there's something about that color scheme, the red, the yellow, and the white. The white just, it adds something to it. It's the less exciting of the colors, of course, because it's white. But it's there for a reason. It's the accent color in the red ones. It gives you something to work with the yellow a little bit. That red and yellow looks really good up against the white. You don't have that. The black just adds a whole other element to the uniform that just looks kind of, it doesn't look Atlanta Hawks to me, but that's become one of the things now is just a black alternate jersey. They've mm-hmm. had them previously. And again, but it's not just them. Everybody does it. But I mean, so it's one, at least they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
So I guess they were one of the first to the party anyway.
So what's funny is, I mentioned on the Hornets episode, hey, let's make sure we talk about what the actual, like, the scale's going right. to be. Guess what we didn't do?
We did not discuss the scale.
So I guess maybe we'll just leave it on the same scale.
For now.
And then for LA Chargers is five.
And number one will be, and then one will
Brewers.
Be, yeah, just junk gear. Yeah. Junk gear.
And I think I'm going to go with you, like, this time with decimals.
Yes.
Because I don't think these are not at the level of those Hornets gears.
Agreed.
So, like, I can't give them the four.
A solid, right.
But I also don't think they're a three.
So, I agree.
So they have to be somewhere between. I'm leaning 3.6 for the reds.
Okay.
3.3 for the whites.
Okay, so you go team color over the whites. I got you. Where do you go? Where do you give the third jerseys?
Can we just leave that out?
Milwaukee Brewers level.
I'll give them. I don't go that low, but they're definitely two. Two or lower.
They are definitely a distant third of the bunch. I give the blacks just. I'm so tired of the black alternate. I'll give them a 1.8. Get out of here. I don't hate them. I'm just so tired of the black alternate thing. I don't even hate the concept of an alternate jersey, but God damn it. Do it in the alternate color then. Don't go out of your scheme for it. So that's where I would go with the blacks. And as we're talking, I don't know that, and I'm sitting here like, can I go white uni over team color again 2 weeks in a row?
Now do yourself this favor. You have to take in the whole uniform because that's what I did.
Yes.
I was taking the whole uniform into account.
Okay, see, it's different now. Mm-hmm. Good call. See? Good call.
I didn't want to do that to you.
Very good call. Okay, so I really do like that white. I just wish it had a red band. So because they piss me off, I'll go 3.2 on the white because I do really like that red and the yellow up against the white. It looks damn good.
It's good.
I just wish they would break it up a little bit. That Atlanta, that red, man, I like the homage to the old color scheme. I'm going to go about 3.8 here. I like it a lot, man. I like it a lot. I like those colors. You know, we go back to the Chiefs in the NFL, mm-hmm. man. That's one of those schemes that if you can nail it, it looks good home or away. Just get the black out of here, the black alternate. Please stop muddying the water up. I go back to my roots here. I go team color above the white, especially when you look top to bottom. When you look at just the uni, the top itself, it's tough. But when you encompass everything, it's just that band would be...
It would just break it up.
It would complete it. Right, yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, it bears repeating. This is another home run.
Oh, 100%. I think these are damn good.
I went from not giving a shit about the Atlanta Hawks to... I want to root for them.
Like, you want to see these on the court now, yeah. And again, like we had said,
basketball
last
guy, I'm dude, I would grab these,
right,
100%.
Heck yeah, man.
But and I can't.
Right. I wish I could wear basketball jerseys. I will cry to bed now. I dude, and I'm curious to see what they do with the, like we said, with the, like the Hornets, the beehive pattern on the court. What is the court going to look like? Like these could look, the entire package could look damn good.
Yeah,
this is just the uni, like seeing them all out there. You know, hooping, you got the court out there. I mean, that's part of it, man. That's part of the deal too. I just, these themselves are damn good. They're clean. I love the direction the NBA is going this decade. I really do.
So we'd love to hear your thoughts on the new Atlanta Hawks gear. If you haven't seen them, go take a look and then come back and tell us what you think. You can hit us up on Instagram at Gear Freaks Pod or Twitter at Gear Freaks Pod or... Hey, man, listen to us, bro.
Simple and easy.
Wherever you're listening to us, hit a subscribe button, hit a follow button, hit that share button.
Right.
That's the big one.
Rate, review, word of mouth also helps people. Tell. Absolutely share, and then go tell a friend.
Tell somebody.
And then tell them to tell a friend.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll tell 10 more people, and they'll tell 10 people,
right?
And they'll tell 10 people.
And now we're all talking gear.
Yes.
And we're all talking about how sick we are of black alternates.
I'm just saying, like, seriously, we say this every week. We want to talk gear with you.
100%, dude. 100%.
Do you hear it? Like, this, it's a sickness for Corey and I.
It is.
Please help
it
us.
Right. We're drug addicts that are looking for dealers, I guess you could say. Help us. Help us. Help us scratch our itch. Because it's a blast talking gear. It really is. And again, you find out, I never imagined until the last week or two that I would care what color a band was on an NBA team shorts. And you know what I'm looking at now? Roundabout where dudes' dicks are. You know? So there's that. Pause, by the way.
Yes.
But yeah. That's a thing. That's somewhere my eyes go now.
Corey, we just talked about the Atlanta Hawks for 23 minutes.
Just on their jerseys.
That's insane.
On their new ones, not even everything else.
That's insane. But do all those things. We'd love to have you aboard. And we'll talk next week.
Suckers!